Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, and we've got a lovely morning here in Vancouver. Another lovely morning. Very pleasant.
Yes, and I looked at this website, firesmoke.ca. Vancouver is in a little bubble. There is forest fire smoke all around the region, yeah, in Washington State and across BC and Alberta. But where Vancouver is, we're in a little bubble right now. Apparently, yeah, though, according to the website, you can see the smoke is rolling in from every side. So
I think it's
enjoy
doing
the
well,
sunshine.
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy the sunshine while you can.
Yes. Well, the other day, I live on the 17th floor of a condo tower, and across the way there's a row, a growth of evergreen trees. And when the moon came up from behind there, it really was red.
Yes, so it was. That
it
full
was
moon
showing
was
a lot of light going through a long distance of smoke, because when it got higher, it lost the red. But I think you're... site is telling you that the smoke is soon going to be here. So,
yep. So we have open windows right now to enjoy the fresh air, and
yeah,
and then it's close, batten down the hatches, and turn on the air purifier.
Yeah, yeah. I believe those air purifiers are very good. My neighbor has one, and we'll leave the reason out why he has the air purifier. So.
Maybe he likes clean air. I don't know.
Oh,
I'll just take a guess.
Some of the things that he smokes.
Okay.
Okay, let's
not not pine cones.
Be serious now.
Yes, today we'll take a look at some interesting headlines. The first one, U.S. existing home sales dropped to one of the lowest paces since 2010.
Yeah, now that's, 2009 and 2010 was, the economic hit. Markets, financial markets, home sales, everything got slammed in that one. So, yeah.
China's quant suffers deep losses.
Yeah.
So they're real estate.
Bond funds are sort of set up on a certain recipe of owning so many bonds and so many stocks and then always trying to be in the right sector. But, hey, it's very difficult to create a system that works. The main thing is that they've been hit and suffering some losses.
Your cup of coffee is already expensive. It's about to cost even more.
Right. That's the headline, and we saw the huge rise in cocoa beans, and damn me, I didn't think to look up the recent price chart of coffee beans. I'm sure one can get a chart, but we'll take the headline that coffee's getting expensive.
Now, do we have any reason for it? Is it weather-related, market-related?
Oh, yeah, I think that COVID put a huge hole in everything, and then people are trying to get back to normal, and then there's been some unusual weather. I know the case of the cocoa beans was crop losses, and I should have taken the time to look up what the story was on coffee beans. However, I just didn't get there. Maybe for next week I can look it up and they'll give a reason for coffee going up. So,
and of course, well, I drink cocoa. I drink coffee. I drink tea. Why are our warm beverages?
I don't drink hot beverages. Can't stand the taste of coffee. Don't care whether I have tea or not. And mainly, I always used to keep water, cold water in the fridge. I got off of that, so my water intake is at room temperature. And as I say, from very young, I tried coffee, and it tasted awful. So that's that for coffee.
Well, for me, it's not the taste, it's the caffeine, I have to admit.
Yeah.
It gets my motor running. Real estate market is broken for everyone except the ultra rich.
Yeah. I think that eventually we may see a headline that some of the ultra rich have suffered a great setback on real estate holdings. It could happen in a year or so, you know.
Well, J-Lo and Ben Affleck apparently have put their complex or compound, you have to call it that because it's massive, in Los Angeles up for sale. Is it $52 million or $92 million? I don't know. Whatever you spend on lunch,
anyway,
Bob.
Anyway, it's huge, yeah.
Well, isn't that what you spend on lunch every day? Oh. Tech stock sell-off threatens to make IPOs an even harder sell.
Yeah, the senior indexes on that rush into highs in May and June, and we can often see such highs made. I mean, 4 out of 5 great financial bubbles peaked in May, and 1 peaked in June. So the old saying about sell in May and go away is all right, but what you have to note, and we've discussed this, Jim, is that if you get May and June and the market is in an uptrend but it's not crazy, hey, likelihood is the bull rise will continue. But if it gets crazy in May, June, that can be a top. So we first looked for a break in momentum, which we discussed last week. We got that. And then the next step would be taking out a recent correction low. And on the NASDAQ and the S&P, that has happened. So you've had the momentum break and then the stair-step down, taking out a previous low. And we'll just see how I expect the senior index would dither around through August. And then, hey, what happens often after September is if you're going to have a financial crisis, the chances are it'll happen in the fall. So there's our warning. We'll watch for things.
I know you don't drink tea, but what are your neighbor's tea leaves telling you about the markets right now?
My neighbor smokes hash.
Okay, different kind of tea.
Yeah.
But what are your feelings taking a look at the way the markets have been reacting?
Oh, I think it's going to get, the markets are going to, from stocks, bonds, low grade, particularly junk bonds, they've been doing very well till recently, making new highs in prices. The whole world is in love with risk, and as our measurements are saying, it's overdone. So watch for major selling pressures in the fall, probably beginning to be discovered in by the end of September. And then, of course, we always like to watch crude oil. And seasonally, it can often set a nice high towards the end of September. And then, as we call them, the dismal lows in December, January. So we'll talk more about crude when we get into September.
We'll have more headlines with Bob Hoy right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoyt. Bob, headline, markets tear up the popular trades that reached stupid levels.
Yeah, I like that. It just reached stupid levels. Unfortunately, with our technical work, we can measure just how stupid it is, and it has been super stupid. How about that?
Is this the bots doing all the buying and selling now?
Oh, it's a mix of everything. Probably retail accounts not used to major markets and reckless enough to chase the price up. Then also you have the professional trader who may have shorted a little early, and in which case when he's offside, he's got a cover. So that adds another bit to the craziness. But as we talked earlier, it's had the momentum hit and the price hit. So I think the best is in for the year and probably for the bull market.
In Canada, Weston, Loblaws, one of the biggest supermarket chains, if not the biggest chain in Canada, admits that it fixed the price of bread, almost 8 years ago now. And they've agreed to a $500 million settlement. And at the time of this alleged offense, they sent out $25 gift certificates to people. And apparently the $500 million, it doesn't matter if you accepted one of those $25 gift certificates. You can apply again. And I'm just wondering if the biggest supermarket chain in Canada, or one of the biggest, was fixing bread prices. What other prices were they fixing and are still fixing?
Well, human nature being what it is in markets, there are times when you've got to try and make your own price better, and maybe they engaged in some clandestine or, you know, illegal agreements and stuff like that. But the story has finally come out. I don't know how much truth there is to it. But essentially, market forces will prevail, and any artificial. Now, they're working over these corp companies for having price-setting things. Well, what the hell does the Federal Reserve do all the time? It's trying to set the level interest rates. So what corporations can't do, the Federal Reserve can. Hey, give me a break. Also, the Federal Reserve is we got to go back to the early 1900s, where the powers that be, the head financial people and politicians, they all knew that if you had a credit crisis, it would be followed by a recession. So they dreamed up the Federal Reserve then as the lender of last resort. So they would, when you go into a crisis, they would provide the liquidity, and you wouldn't get a credit crisis, therefore no recessions. And since the Fed opened its doors for business in Christmas 1913, there's been 18 cyclical recessions. And in most disciplines, you only need one failure to discard an hypothesis. But this thing now is 18 failures. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous, I used to call it artificial intelligence. You'd take a guy with a PhD in interventionist economics, put him as chairman of the Fed, and they immediately became a genius, that you could rest on every word, that sort of stuff. So, yeah, what nonsense.
Headline, tech tailspin whacks world stocks.
Yeah. As we're saying, the tech was going straight up. Unsustainable crack, it comes in. And it'll take out, S&P, everybody's been playing the wild stuff. I think the markets will dither around through August and then find a credit crisis in the fall.
Well, with so much of the stock market loaded into the top 5 to 7 stocks, some 30% of it.
Yeah.
Is this the same kind of condition set up that we saw for the 2000 dot-com bust?
Yeah. Also, to go back in history, the 1873 bubble, Western Union Telegraph was the big high-tech stock, and everybody owned it. And in late September into October, I think in 2 weeks' time, the big stock of the day gave up 40%. Hey, that's breathtaking, that one.
Yeah, and back then, a lot of notable literary types, poets and novel writers, had loaded all their money into that South Seas bubble, and then they had to go and start producing books at a penny a word after
South
that to
bubble,
just survive.
Actually, the writer, Daniel Defoe,
mm-hmm.
he's the one who wrote about... the guy lost on the island, Robinson Crusoe. Yeah, well, he was a tremendous speculator in the financial markets, and he would write up articles about how wonderful things were for whichever government was in office at the time. So, he got nailed in the crash, and following the 1825 bubble, it was. Who's the guy who wrote the Scottish novels?
Robert Louis Stevenson.
There was somebody else. Anyways, major literary people have been hit, and even Mark Twain had some scathing remarks to say about the financial markets.
So. Yeah, he invested heavily into an automatic printing press.
Yeah.
And it was so complicated, it never made money, so that's why well into his later years, he had to go out and do speaking engagements and so on.
He had money coming in. But actually, he had put money into the system that eventually did work.
Ah.
He just didn't stay with it. Yeah.
It was, you could just type in what you wanted printed instead of having to do it individually, you know, one letter at a time.
That's sort of a typesetting.
Yeah.
Shane, yeah.
Yeah, it looked fascinating. I saw a show on it.
Yeah.
Now, our final headline, car makers inventory pain is consumer gain. Too much product,
I love
not
that
enough buyers.
Headline. Yeah. It looks like inventories of cars, particularly battery-driven EVs, are building. And pretty soon they'll, because it's most economic to keep an assembly line going at full capacity. So they're always very reluctant to slow things down, but they will soon have to, as there's just too many of them. And also, way too many electric cars. People are beginning to wise up that they just don't work. So, and then there's always the risk of those things catching on fire.
Bob, always fun chatting with you.
Jim, good to be with you, and we look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy, the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.